This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. It's the live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind this live Sunday edition. The number is 855-450-3733, or you can call in on Skype. There, the username is lrn.fm. You'll have to send a user request, but we make it pretty fast and pretty easy. We also have our Discord chat. You can actually call in from there. And just go to discord.freetalklive.com. Discord.freetalklive.com. Let's go right back to the phones. We've got Jet calling in from the Great Northwest. I think you're familiar with that, Chris. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, guys.
What's on your mind?
I think you missed the last segment with something about sinking.
I'm not sure.
Anyway. I just wanted to pass on. I want you somehow, you guys, to employ this this key to nullifying government gangs.
Okay.
And I want to say, first of all, that the concept of human government is really a psyop. It's a psychological operation.
Yep.
It's something that manipulates the mind through brainwashing, and it's essentially fantasy. But,
right. Authority is your imagination.
So I have two rules and three questions that that we need to employ on a regular basis to help, I guess, spread this word, or at least how to nullify governments. Rule number one, never use the term government.
Okay. What do we say?
Or any.
I say the state a lot.
I do, too.
Yes, or the state. Because it sounds too legitimate. We have to use derogatory terms. You know how you're talking about how people in war would demonize the other side?
Yep, sure.
Well, this is what you have to do. You have to call them gangs. You have to call them mafia. And then secondly, within that same rule, or simply use their personal names. You humanize these people. You say who did what. You don't say the FBI did this or the government did that. You define who did what bad thing, and why it's bad. Now, there are three questions that typically we can ask people to get them to engage that brain. And number one is, what gives anyone, any one man, the right to rule over any other? Next, what is law? And we know it's simply the opinion backed by a gun. And number three,
it's not just that. It's the written opinion of people that we consider to be liars and thieves.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what's really baffling here is that Americans and people around the world understand politicians to be liars and thieves, but then consider the law to be important. Well, this is just their random scribblings with the intention of benefiting themselves and punishing their enemies.
Yeah. So, we know that it's an opinion, but then you can ask, who gets to make these rules? Is it you? Is it me? You know, because a lot of people will say, well, we need to have rules. We need to have this country of law. We need to have, you know, and I go, well, who needs to, who gets to make these rules? Anyway, so the two, rules to nullify government is never to use the term government or state. That's something derogatory. And then personally, define who is it that's causing the problem. In other words, treat them like humans. The whole idea, every regime has changed. Every country, every area has changed only when the people start seeing these other people who view themselves as a higher class as just other people, failed flesh and blood sinners. Once we bring it down to that level in the psychology, in other words, the psyop has to be countered with another psyop.
Yeah. Yeah, I see it. I kind of just break it down into education. I mean, so many people don't understand what evil government has wrought upon us. And not to say that government is all evil. And
the government people. What evil the government people.
Well, yeah, and to his point, I mean, the people, we have been brainwashed and only to think this certain way. And I see that slowly opening up a little bit. I think, you know, in the last 10 years, I've seen more people start to talk about, well, hold on, why do we have to do this? And especially because government just continues to get more and more out of control. It continues to overstep and overreach, and it makes it much worse
than
it was the day before.
People.
Thank you.
People in places and positions, they're just other people. And if you can get people to that level, that fundamental level, then they can start thinking and opening up their mind.
So how long does that take us?
It doesn't take very long if you just keep hammering it.
I think I agree with that, and we certainly hammer it here on Free Talk Live, and we appreciate when callers call in and hammer it, too. I think
Jet's got a particular technique, and I think it's a good one. If I can remember to do it.
Right.
It's the difficulty is he'll call in again and remind us, I can assure you. Jet, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
He's been pounding that pulpit for some time, and ultimately I think he's right.
Yeah.
These people are just people, and people aren't good or bad. They're just motivated by incentives.
Right.
And when somebody's, frankly, look at the incentives of government jobs.
Yeah. Well,
these aren't saints. They aren't different than us. They're the same as us. And if our incentives were messed up like that, then, well, you know, that's how we'd be.
And that really is it. And that's an economics lesson, too, because people do respond to the motivations and the incentives that are in front of them, either positively or negatively. And we have a system that's basically designed around bad incentivism in government, in these people.
Sure. There's only one organization that can continually fail and get more money.
Right.
Government means you never have to say you're sorry. They just continue to fail and fail and fail at what they're supposed to do. And we just accept it for whatever reason. Just continue to write the checks.
And that's my real problem, because I was a staunch conservative and a real, you know, I'm a very constitutional guy and I want to see. But then you look at it and you go, okay, if these bad incentives keep reappearing, you know, if you squash one, five others pop up, then is this a systemic problem? This is more than just we have the bad people and we need to vote them out. It's more than that. The problem is systemic. And I hate to say, I'm probably just more skeptical of serious change without some serious change. So
right. And there's no way to change the Constitution.
We were shy of revolution and things like that.
There is a way to change the Constitution. It's just very, it hasn't happened in my lifetime.
Oh, it has.
What? There's been an amendment?
There has been an amendment.
Since 1971?
Yes. When was the last one ratified? 1991, 92. It was the one that said that Congress could not vote themselves a pay raise. So Congress quickly came up with another way to.
How do they do it now?
I'll have to double check. That amendment was introduced by Madison, and it took until the 1990s. Before it was actually ratified.
Wow.
We'll Google that one and we'll provide some more details on it, but I'm pretty sure I'm right on that.
Oh, it says congressional pay raises will only take effect after the next election is what it says.
There we go. So which amendment was that, 27th? Yeah.
But I don't know what the year is. I don't have that Googled right there. I want to read this story that came from Judge Napolitano that we attempted to read last night on the air, still attempting to read it tonight on the air, because once you bring up immigration, you don't get anywhere. So, LouRockwell.com, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Last weekend, President Donald Trump argued that those foreigners who enter the United States unlawfully should simply be taken to the border, escorted across it, and let go. According to the president, this would save precious government resources, avoid the business of separating children from their parents, and free up the Border Patrol and other federal agencies to do their job. He is undoubtedly correct on the benefit of the consequences to the government of forced deportation without due process, yet deportation without a trial is profoundly unconstitutional. The number is 855-450-3733. Want to find out more? I hope Napolitano is appointed to the Supreme Court by Donald Trump.
I hear you.
We'll see what he has to say to him. Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy.
DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Good technology is good, but the philosophy behind the tech is important. And Zencash was made by voluntarists with the ideas of voluntary interaction being embedded into the white paper. With no central authority or single point of failure, Zencash is more resilient than a traditional corporation. Everyone has an equal opportunity to participate in decision-making, which empowers stakeholders and makes Zencash less susceptible to third-party influence. And Zencash allows for secure private transactions. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The
Live Sunday edition.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. We will continue with the Judge Napolitano story about how Trump's plan or hope or desire is to simply taking families back and escorting them across the border and, you know, get him out of here is profoundly unconstitutional. But you know, take your calls first. Let's go to David calling in on Skype. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I was going to call in anyway. But the last caller you had is a perfect segue for what I wanted to talk about. You're talking about government and how we should hold them accountable in various different ways and name them. For instance, like the judges that trafficked my children. The original one was M. Monica Zamora in New Mexico. She trafficked my children. And the one currently trafficking my children is Judge John J. Romero, Jr.
So this is a family court situation where you and your wife divorced and you're not able to see your children.
Yeah, exactly. And I brought the names of those judges up only because that's one technique that I use to do what your previous caller suggested. I believe his name is Jeff. Is that correct?
Jet.
And Jet. Okay. And so that's one thing. And another thing to do, first of all, and also I wanted to call today because tomorrow, just to make sure I get a call in, tomorrow is the 11th anniversary of the last day that I saw my children.
So
when I said goodbye to them.
Let me ask you this. Yeah. There are judges currently working on this case, and they, when you say, I want to see my children, what do they say?
Well, I haven't said that for a while because when I do say that, I want to say it with some legal force behind it. They know that I want to. The case is open and ongoing, and the dispute is the children, meaning I want my children and
but you want to see them too, right?
Right.
Exactly. I'm answering your question.
I'm just curious. I mean, how does a person say to somebody, I'm going to have to just make sure that you don't see your children for another year? So 12, I mean, you know, I presume they weren't all zero when they left you. So these kids are now practically adults. I mean, they're biological adults.
Exactly. The instrument, the mechanism, to answer your question directly, the instrument that's being used and has been from day one, basically, is a judge's order of no contact between myself and my children. And that order has stood from moment one for 11 years till now. That order was written on July 5 of 2007. And this entire time has been fighting to remove that order of no contact. And then the next logical question is, well, why is there an order of no contact?
That's my question, yeah.
Right.
Right. And I had talked to you about this previously. The reason for that order. Right. The reason for this order of no contact was that we had an NGO, a not-for-profit or community organization of which we're all familiar nowadays. It's quite an industry. This one's name is The Neutral Corner, inappropriately named. It's a not-so-neutral corner. It is a subsidiary of YDI, Youth Development Incorporated, in New Mexico. And this is an organization where however they get their funding, they collect some money from the people that use it, but not enough to run the operation, so they're getting money from elsewhere. What they're in the business supposedly of doing, as the name might suggest,
they provide a place where families can meet up and see each other and these sorts of things. It's supposed to be if one spouse is a bad person or whatever, and then that way they can't have crack needles lying around or whatever the case may be.
Right. Yeah. At that supposed neutral corner, the staff is, you know, last I checked, parents are often they're one male and one female.
Yeah.
However, the staff at this neutral corner was one male, and 6 or 7 women.
Okay.
And also, neutral wise, I don't know what the demographic of New Mexico is. It's probably the most brown state in the nation, but there was a supermajority of non-white. So there was one male, I'm male, there was a supermajority of non-white in that staff of 6 or 7 women and one man.
Okay.
And I'm white. The male they hired was also black. And he was very, he was not very masculine. I'm not saying he was gay, but he was not very traditional.
So yeah. What did these ladies, right. and guy say regarding you that makes it so you can't see your children?
Or what was the allegation?
What they did, the word allegation, there were no formal,
it's not a legal allegation. What did they say?
I'm going to tell you. There were allegations and insinuations.
Okay.
There were allegations made, like Mr. Olson took a toy car from his son and put it out of sight. So that's the allegation, which, you know, what is that? That's nothing. But the insinuation was that I was abusing my son by taking a car away from him that he was playing with, or I'm sorry, I didn't even take it away from him. When he was distracted, I removed the car from his vision and put it behind a piece of furniture in hopes that he would not rediscover it, because he was being distracted by this toy in the context of a 1 or 2 hour visit that I was having with him, which was the only time I was going to see him for a week.
Sure.
And I was previously the full-time stay-at-home parent, and when I was forced to only.
So I got one more minute here, David. I just got some questions. As far as this goes, the judge decided that there would be a no contact order because you removed a car from your son's immediate vicinity?
Line of sight.
Yes, that and other allegation insinuations. That was one of them. What these women did at this.
But was that the most egregious of them? Was it an axe murder? I mean, which
one? No. Let me give you the most egregious one, and then whatever time remains, I can give you other ones if you're interested. The most egregious one was that the reason that I was being forced to only see my children in the supervised exchange and then visitation thing was because three different things. My kid had stubbed his toe because I let him go barefoot in the backyard, and he had a flap of skin and had bled from it.
Okay.
And he stubbed his toe. He had a chipped tooth, which I never saw him chip, and nobody saw him chip, but it was attributed to that somehow I was careless because my toddler running around the house, and I hear music, so the most egregious one was when I was changing their diapers at the visitation place, and when I sat down on the floor to change their diapers, my male parts were being pinched by my trousers, and so I adjusted my male parts, and they
those
were better
male to parts. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Residents of Boise, Idaho are reeling after a man who was told to leave an apartment complex, returned the next day, and started attacking people with a knife at a 3-year-old's birthday party. 9 people were hurt, and some seriously. Police Chief William Bones.
The crime scene, the faces of the parents struggling, the tears coming down their faces, the faces of the children in the hospital beds. will be something that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life.
The victims include the birthday girl and five other children. The suspect is identified as 30-year-old Timmy Kinner, Mayor Dave Beter.
Boise is a welcoming city. We have been that way for generations. Whether refugees coming just in the last while or like my grandparents, Basque immigrants from the Basque Country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Are we live on the air? I don't know what happened there. The number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Expecting some audio. Maybe something's happened here on our side. I couldn't tell you. Well, we either are or we aren't, so let's do a show.
That's a spirit.
Indeed. So I've got this article here from LouRockwell.com where Judge Andrew Napolitano is talking about the unconstitutionality of Donald Trump's plan, hope, desire to deport all the families coming across the border. Everybody who's coming across the border, just take them to the border and send them back.
Right.
And he says, this is profoundly unconstitutional. Here's the backstory. The nation's been torn apart by the images of immigrant children. Some of these are babies being forcibly separated from their parents by U.S. immigration authorities who are getting orders from the Trump administration, which has misread federal law so as to require the separation. The government has essentially taken the position. By the way, this has been a reversal on this, but this case may be.
Right.
And there's talk of some of these kids that are separated are being given psychotropic drugs. They don't even know where their families are. There's all kinds of accusations out there. The government has essentially taken the position that those physically present in the U.S. illegally have few constitutional rights, and thus family members who arrive together can be separated, no matter the psychological or physical consequences. This forced separation is not novel to the Trump administration, and it has been tried in recent previous administrations.
Right.
But its massive scale in the present toxic national political environment has painfully brought it to our collective conscience.
And what he's referring to there, folks, if you're not familiar with this, is that this was also done under Obama. This was also done under George Bush the Second.
Yeah.
Right?
43.
I don't know if it was done under Clinton.
No, I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
He's got plenty of his own stories that
but at least for the last couple of administrations, this has sometimes been policy.
Yeah.
But not to this level.
That's absolutely true. It says here, after a tidal wave of public opinion against the practice finally resonated in the White House, President Trump signed an executive order last week that permitted, but did not require, immigration authorities to reunite the children and their parents. Then, in a wake of slow reunification, some of the children had been sent from Texas to New York while the parents were kept in Texas. The president uttered his exasperation regarding due process. If he had asked his lawyers first, he would have learned that there was no legal basis for this official antipathy to due process. The president took an oath to preserve and protect and defend the Constitution. The Fifth Amendment to the Constitution provides in relevant part, that no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law.
Huh, there must be more to that.
It
there
doesn't
must
say be no citizen.
Well, there must be a whole list of things that you must meet before you're allowed due process. No. Due process is due process, people. And for those of you, and particularly conservatives, who sit there and go, you know, the hell with the due process, and, you know, in one instance, they will say that there's no need to follow the Constitution on this one issue, while on the other hand, espousing the Constitution as the greatest thing that this planet has ever seen, and what we have to respect and honor and support our troops and the Constitution. You can't do it both ways. And let me tell you, if you're going to be a strict constitutionalist, you're going to get into some real sticky wickets. That's why we have weird, strange, and difficult decisions that make their way to the Supreme Court.
Indeed. It's you know, when you have things like no person shall be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, that puts the government in a difficult position.
Yeah, and another thing, and this is just me sort of griping, but I've always felt, and this is after my many years of government indoctrination, when I think about what is America and what is good about America, if I were to say that, it is that we do sort of have this, you know, a nation of laws and not of men, and we respect that, and arguably we would put that first. If that's the case, then we should be extending constitutional protections to anybody who we come in contact with. You know, we acknowledge that you are entitled, even if you're not a U.S. citizen.
Even if you're not a U.S. citizen.
The light to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, even if you're a Canadian who came over here, we should still extend you all those same constitutional protections. You should get a trial if you were charged with a crime, and that everything in the Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment should apply to you. That's just good. But somehow it doesn't when you crossed a border that you weren't supposed to and you didn't tell us first. It baffles me.
Because the Supreme Court has ruled that there are no word choice errors in the Constitution, and the words of its text mean what they say, the framers must have carefully and intentionally chosen to protect every person, not just every citizen. That's pretty powerful. Person in this context has been interpreted to mean any human being on American-controlled soil against whom the government, American government, is proceeding irrespective of how that person got there.
And so, no, I did not read ahead.
The protection is so profound and universally understood that when the George W. Bush administration rounded up what it thought were collaborators, enablers, supporters, and relatives of the 9/11 murderers, whom it thought were here unlawfully, it recognized their due process rights and afforded them trials before deportation. The government actually lost many of those cases, and innocents were not deported. Just because the government thinks you might have done something,
right?
I suppose it's possible that there are people right now who cannot speak English hiking, American citizens, and who cannot speak English hiking in the wilderness of Arizona and New Mexico.
Right.
And should those people be put on trial as illegal immigrants? I don't know, but at the very least, they deserve that trial.
Right.
That's the claim.
And that's how we determine whether people are guilty or not. I mean, Jesus, this is U.S. Constitution 101, and it's not that Trump is the first one or will be the only one who's ever had a serious misunderstanding of what this means, but this is basics. This is basics, and you have to respect it.
Going on here, hundreds of books and law review articles have been written about due process. Hundreds have, absolutely, maybe thousands. Here are the addressing procedural due process, which has three components. The first is notice. The person against whom the government is proceeding is entitled to a written statement specifically articulating his alleged wrongful behavior sufficiently prior to a trial. Once notice is given, the government is hard-pressed to alter the charges. That means you can't be brought to trial and they just change a bunch of things around on you. Oh, well, we said it was jaywalking, but turns out it's second-degree murder.
Right.
Yeah, that's going to be difficult. I was here to defend myself against jaywalking. I don't know what you're talking about. So that's important. And remember, the reason that we have this English common law system as it exists is because mistakes were made. They were made for centuries, for millennia prior to this. People received bad trials. If you want innocent people to go free, then we need this due process situation.
Yeah.
Just because it's inconvenient.
Right.
Too bad. We need it.
It's meant to be inconvenient. It's supposed to be inconvenient. It's supposed to be difficult. It's supposed to allow to you, if you are charged by the government, every possible way to prove your innocence. Otherwise, what happens in other countries that don't have this? Go to jail, and if you can prove that you are innocent, then we'll talk about letting you out.
Yeah, good luck. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Going on with Andrew Napolitano next.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
Coming to you live on this Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my Blink home security system. I think this thing's great. It's really easy to set up. You do not have to be some kind of technical mastermind to figure this out. I know, because I'm not, and I did. It's, you just plug this little receiver thing into your router, and the cameras hook up relatively easily with the app. It's simple, and you can have, in my case, I've got three cameras. You can have multiple cameras, mini cameras, and you can look at right on your phone. You can check in right now. I can go look and see what's happening in my house, watch my dog lay down in her dog bed, or whatever it is that's going on. And also, I get alerts when I have it set for times, right? So I don't want to, you know, be getting my wife just wandering around the living room or whatever. But I have it set for certain times, and I'll get notifications when that goes off. Bing. I can check on it, see what's going on, and take care of it from there. I could even be upstairs at my house. Check them out. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL. That slash FTL will get you the great rate of three cameras for the same, for a lot less than the other guys will charge you for, you know, that kind of setup. Plus, you get an extra 15% off. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. It's blinkprotect.com/FTL. Going on with Judge Napolitano and his thoughts regarding Donald Trump. And he says here, the second component of due process is the requirement, because we had just previously said the first component was notice, you have to be told. Second component is the requirement of the government to prove its charges against the person to whom it has given a notice before a neutral judicial official. Now, we don't have that. You can't have a state prosecutor paid by the government and a judge paid by the government, and you tell me that these people are neutral. That's not how this works.
Yeah, and they also are incentivized. I mean, that's the other thing that you cannot ignore, that you can look at a prosecutor and maybe he's an assistant DA. Boy, I'd sure like to be a DA. Well, then maybe if I can increase the number of convictions I have, This case is really close, though, Mark. Maybe I won't get it. Maybe I can just hold back a little evidence. And we have cases of that where prosecutors and people in the court system have done things for personal gain. And that's not a fair system.
Let's not forget the plea bargaining system that exists in America.
Completely
plea bargaining.
Outside of
plea
that,
bargaining.
Right.
I mean, this is dismantling justice before it starts.
Right.
Everybody can get a trial, but if you take that trial, guilty or innocent.
Yeah.
If you take that trial, we're going to sentence you to 10 times as much as this offer right here. Would you like door number one, or do you want to gamble on door number two? Oh, don't forget that far more than 99% of people who are charged are convicted in our system.
Right.
We're that efficient.
Yeah.
Here in America, nobody is charged who's not guilty. Because how else? Either that or you have a corrupt system, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
One of the two is true. If 15% of the people that are charged are innocent, and that's what statistically is most likely to be the case, mm-hmm. if 15% of them that are charged are innocent, then what you have is a miscarriage of justice if 99% of the people charged, never make it to trial.
Right. It's a sham, and it's a disgrace, and I'd love to see the practice just go away. But unfortunately, when we start asking these types of questions about the law and about the Constitution, there are no easy answers. You can't just wave your magic wand and say, I don't like this anymore. It would be very complicated to dismantle, especially now that it's so ingrained in our system.
The third component of due process requires that the entire proceeding against the person be fair, and that it appears to be fair, and that the outcome be rational. The judge can decide whom to believe, but she cannot, for example, decide that 2 plus 2 is 22, and that would be irrational. Fairness also includes the right to an appeal. So I think that fair is a very difficult thing to come up with, but, again, there should be a farther separation from the judiciary and the executive, as far as I'm concerned, in these circumstances. The dangers of rejecting the plain meaning of the Constitution, person, and the dangers of taking a class of people and refusing to recognize their fundamental constitutional rights because of an immutable characteristic of birth, alienage, cannot be overstated. President Trump is my friend. This is Andrew Napolitano speaking. I like him dearly and wish him well and want him to succeed. But he is profoundly wrong here. He cannot lawfully or morally reject his oath to uphold the Constitution. Denying due process on the basis of alienage is tantamount to denying the personhood of undocumented foreigners as the U.S. once did to slaves and does today to babies in the womb. That denial is a slippery slope, at the bottom of which lie tyranny and misery. Former Supreme Court Justice Felix Frankfurter, I'm not familiar with Mr. Frankfurter, warned against the denial of due process when he remarked that the history of human liberty has largely been the history of observance of procedural safeguards by the government. I believe that to be true. The whole reason we thrive here and the reason others want to come here is that our Constitution guarantees respect for humans' personhood, which has spawned freedom and prosperity. If the due process guarantee were to go by the wayside, all other liberties would follow. That's reprinted with the author's permission. That's Andrew Napolitano there at lewrockwell.com. I think that this was a very brave thing for him to write, considering that he is, so we hear, on the table as possible Supreme Court justice to fill in for Kennedy.
Yep.
And I hope that Trump takes this as constructive criticism.
Right.
And Andrew Napolitano showing that he is a good judge.
Yeah, and I just I look at Jeff Sessions. I look at some of the things that come out of President Trump's mouth, and I just think, can we just have a Constitution 101 class? Just make it a requirement for, the executive branch for, let's do it for every employee. We'll start there.
That'd be great. I don't think that they see the Constitution the same way we do.
I know.
I mean, George Bush said it was just a GD piece of paper. So, and it is just a piece of paper.
That's a good point.
But it is the highest law on the land, supposedly, and we're supposed to have some kind of reverence for that. Let's go to Dana calling in from Michigan. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I got disconnected, Mark.
You know what, Dana? That was my fault.
I
just want to apologize.
You apologize. That's cool. But, Mark, I called in. I just wanted to give some advice. But I want to say something. So there's a special place in hell for women who use their children as pawns, you know, to get even with an ex-husband. So there's that. Because for all the women out there that are doing it or have done it, little girls get their self-esteem from their fathers. You are going to screw up little girls, and little boys will not know how to be men if you don't let it. All you're doing is hurting the kids, not the dad. That said, I really feel bad for this guy because so many incidentals, like little mishaps or missteps or misspoken things are misinterpreted by these goofy panels that, you know, are assigned by the court, and it can just open up a whole new world of hell for these guys. And guys have been getting worked over by the court system since the beginning of time. Not that some of them aren't warranted, but a lot of them aren't. That being said, I do want to give some advice to that caller. He's called before. He's right. I heard him. He needs to get to the point really quick, because one thing judges don't have time for, or the court system, is they just don't have tolerance for people who just can't get on with it. And it makes him sound like he's grasping for the right words instead of just saying, this is what happened. So just get it out so you don't sound guilty.
I think this is one thing that in some cases people who have really active and intelligent minds can deal with, is the runoff on tangents, and it could be difficult for them because they want to give all the facts moving forward. And in the case of court and frankly talk radio, you gotta nail it and get the message out there and go for it. I agree with you, Dana, 100%.
Okay. Have a good night, guys.
Hey, thanks
for the call, Dana. I really appreciate it. The number is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. A good talk show host would have made sure that little noise didn't come on the air, but that's my fault. I couldn't get the mouse to work. I couldn't see the cursor on the screen. Well, whatever the case may be. Ian, by the way, our main first chair host, is an incredibly good talk show host when it comes to, I guess, producer. He's a great producer.
Good.
He's a board monkey by trade and really, really is good at it. Like his opinions or not, and I don't always, but he's really good at his job, and, well, thank goodness for it. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, but even he needs a night off.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.